You are listening to episode 43 of the FitzPro podcast, and today is for all of my content creators. So if you create content in video format, in written format, in, you know, PDFs, literally any type of content you can create for someone, that's who this is going to be for. Because when you are a content creator in any way, shape, or form, you will inevitably experience blocks, right? Where you just do not know what to create. You feel like you sit down and your brain has nothing to give. We call that a creative block. That is what I am going to help you get through today. So whether you've experienced that or not yet, when you do experience that, these five tools are going to be things that you can think about to get through that block quicker and start creating the content that you know you are capable of creating. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. Sometimes creating content can seem bothersome, annoying, time-consuming, just like you don't want to do it. And other times, it's super fun. You feel inspired and you're filled with all of these creative ideas and you feel like you could create content forever. This episode is more so for that first situation, when you need some structure, something to get you going as you stare at the wall or blank piece of paper or empty notebook app, wherever you're creating the content and it's just not happening. I should preface this by saying if you don't know your ideal client, you're going to be shooting darts at a dartboard that's 300 meters away with a freaking blindfold on. Okay, so you need to know who you're speaking to before creating content if you don't want to waste your time, that is. So you're in a content rut or just feeling like you've created everything that you can create, which we know isn't ever the case, but it can definitely feel like that sometimes. This goes for blogs, emails, Instagram posts, YouTube videos, podcasts, literally any media that you can create for your audience. Start with a subject matter, right? I'm going to give you five ways for you to get through this content creation block. So I want you to, number one, start with a subject matter. For me, I'd decide if it's going to be fitness-based, life-based, travel-based, or business-based, because those are my categories. If you have categories that you post in or that you talk about and you use with your audience, this will be helpful. And I go over all of that inside my Instagram 101 course and FitzPro Foundations. It's really important for you to have structure around the content that you create to keep you on track and to keep your audience aware of what it is that you provide for them. So if you want more info on that, check the show notes. But for now, you've got your topic. Now give yourself some structure within that topic. You're going to choose an intro, which is your, you know, clickbait of sorts. Three ways or tips to blank: build muscle, be more efficient in your workouts, recover more effectively. You could do a how-to. So how to choose locations for world travel, how to use lifting straps, how to start building your email list, how to cope with comparison in the online world. You could do a my favorite. So, you know, my five favorite glute exercises, my three go-to mantras. And then you have like the secretive ones, the secretive clickbait, like the four things that no one told you about being an entrepreneur, the worst cue you could ever use, unpopular opinion about blank, whatever applies to you and your audience. Those are just, you know, using some of that clickbait start. So a how-to, my favorites, you know, what nobody told you. Those types of things that you can start with give you structure and just get the creative wheels going. So I don't use post topics like this all the time, but they can be helpful in getting the creative juices going whenever you're in a content rut of some kind or having a content block, or even when you're short on time and need to just bust something out really quick. Using these clickbaity type headlines can really be effective. So having a headline like this allows you to build a skeleton to your content automatically. And that is because you know what you're laying out. Your three tips or five favorite exercises or the worst cue and why it's so terrible. Maybe you include, you know, what to say instead of that cue. I hope that you can see how this tactic can be helpful. Like I said, it gets you thinking in a creative manner, but also in a very specific one. It gives you structure, which can be beneficial when creating content, especially when you are in a rut. I've often ended up actually batching content when using this strategy because one idea will lead to the next, and before you know it, I have like 20 post headlines and topics made that I just have to elaborate on. Much like you just heard me ramble off, right, when I was listing my five favorite, you know, glute exercises or the mysterious ones or all of the how-tos, how to be more efficient in your workouts, how to recover more effectively, how to feel your blank muscle group more, whatever. You'll start to see that when you create one, it will end up creating more, which, like I said, is beneficial for you because then you have more content in less time. Okay, moving on. So that was choose a category to post in, step one, and then choose a clickbaity headline. Okay, next is to poll your audience. This is one I use often. Hi, you're creating content for them. You can ask them to vote in the comments. This would be on YouTube. This could be in Instagram. This could be literally anywhere that they can vote. You can send them email surveys or submit ideas via Instagram stories, right? With that little like comment box that they can comment in. You could ask them to DM you. You've got options. Use them. I'm sure wherever you are creating content, there is a way for you to pull your audience. And pulling your audience is great for a few reasons. It gets you connected with your people. It allows you to see who is really invested in the content that you're creating. Who are your diehard people within your audience? This can also be encouraging when you're feeling unmotivated. You'll see that people want to hear from you and value what you bring to them on whatever platform it may be. And even if only two people respond, that still gives you data, right? Create something based on what those two blessed humans sent you. Or better yet, create more than one post around the topics that they sent you. This also gives you feedback as to what your ideal client or your potential ideal clients are wanting from you. What problems are they wanting answers to? What topics come up more than once? Is there a theme in these things that they are responding to you in your poll? That's great data for you moving forward with both your content and even product creation. So that was poll your audience. You can do it however that applies to you and wherever you are on whatever platform you're on. Next up is to repurpose old content. This one is pure magic once you've been in the game for a minute. Look, not everyone in your gram fam or on your email list sees every post or reads every email. You know that, right? That's facts. And even if people saw it the first time, they likely need a refresher. Okay, when I am just not in a headspace to create content, I look back at my old content. That can be, again, emails, that can be videos, that can be written content on Instagram. I've never reposted something verbatim, but I'll take the same topic or concept and put a new spin on it or change up the actual video or photo, whatever it was, the content. The value is already there. It was well received once, so use it for all that it's worth, right? You already know that that does well. So repurpose it, put a new twist on it, and post it again. Again, that's amazing if you are in a pinch time-wise and you need content. Use your old content, okay? If you've never done it, try it, see how it works for you. I absolutely love doing it. Next up is to look at your peers. There's no shame here. You're not copying. I want to make that clear. You are not copying. You are not an asshole. Don't be an asshole. Don't copy people. That's a dick move. Don't do that. You're looking for inspiration from people who have a similar audience as you, right? The inspiration might not even be on the same topic. Perhaps you see a piece of their content and that takes you down a whole different rabbit trail. But you wouldn't have got there if you weren't checking out all of your amazing friends on whatever platform you might be on. Again, just making abundantly clear, you are not going to my IG profile, finding a post titled, How to Set Up for the Barbell Hip Thrust, making a video like mine and listing the exact same steps I use. That's not what you're doing. That's called stealing and plagiarism. And it's a dick move, like I said. It's also too common in the online space, but that's a whole nother issue. So look at your peers. And when you look at your peers or even your mentor's content, that can bring up ideas and potential ways for you to approach the same topic, but in a different light, right? Nothing is new under the sun. It's just putting your own spin on it. And that's the idea here. Next up is to do an introduction. So it's always a safe bet to just reintroduce yourself to your audience. Again, this goes for podcasting, this goes for Instagram, this goes for YouTube, this goes for anywhere, your email list, right? You could do a new About Me page and share that. This is not limited to Instagram by any means. People love a good story and people connect to people. Open up, tell a story, share your beginnings with your humans, share a specific story. Like I could share the story of my back injury. That is always a safe story for me to share with my people. It applies to people that I train. It applies to sharing, you know, how I got where I got and why my training philosophy is what it is. That's always a safe introduction to do. I could also do a fun introduction, right? So this can go in so many different directions. You could tell one story that lets them into your philosophy around training, or you can tell them 10 things about yourself and one of them is a lie and they have to guess which one, right? You can go the factual route, you can go the emotional route, you can go the entertaining route. There really is no limit here. Have fun with them. It's always good to do an introduction and remind your people why you're wherever you are doing whatever it is that you're doing. Okay, super short episode, but I know that content blocks are real. And I use these to get through my content blocks, right? These are 5 things that I legit use to start creating content and creating content pretty quick when I feel like I have nothing to give. So that's it. Just 5 quick ways to get out of a content creation rut, or honestly, just 5 ways to create content. I get asked often about how I create so much content on different platforms and I do it so consistently. The answer is largely based in the fact that I really know my ideal client and what I create for them. But these strategies are huge in helping me as well. Like I said, when I'm in a rut or just when I need to create content, I didn't just pull these out of my rear end. I use these and have used them for years. So now they are here for you to try out. I hope that they were helpful and practical enough. I always try to give you guys practical things that you can use right away. Again, if you don't know your ideal client, creating content will be difficult no matter what. You can get my free ideal client avatar creator at anniemiller.co/ICA. I will put that in the show notes, of course. And if you are serious, if you are for serious about building your brand on Instagram, I also do have my Instagram 101 course. No pressure, just know that it does exist if you are wanting help on Instagram. Okay, I think that's it. If you listen to me talk in your little ear holes every week and have not given me 5 stars over on Apple Podcasts, which I think is iTunes, I don't know which one they want to be called, you guys. I just never even know. If you have not left a gloriously authentic review, please go do so. I have no shame in asking you guys that every week. I can't do this without you. I can't grow without you and your reviews and your ratings. So when I thank you at the end of each podcast, I am really thanking you. I am dependent on you. I need you guys. Go give your girl 5 stars and write a review, please. You the best. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and you are listening to the FitzPro Podcast.